Hello and welcome to Forgotten Paths. My name's Noah Downs. I'm here with four people who think that they're close to the end, but is it their character's end or the end of the story?
Or the end of the world.
I don't know. I think the Reverend did pretty well last session. If I do say so myself, I think the Reverend's going to survive.
You kept me from doing well, you know. Or kept me doing well.
Yeah.
I kept myself from doing well.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I'm pretty sure I helped you.
And Locke last time, I think, turned a creature into a pink mist?
I liquefied a hydra.
Yeah, liquefied a hydra with a double-barreled shotgun, which is just really cool. But yeah, no, y'all, we're here with Taffy, Drac, Sachi, and Andy. How we doing, y'all?
I'm doing good.
I'm sexy and I know it.
Oh my God, what year is it?
Exactly. Wow. There's so much weight to that sentence.
Yeah. Man, RIP. That was LMFAO? Yeah.
Yeah, LMFAO.
RIP to them. They broke up. Uncle and nephew duo, and one of them, the uncle screwed over the nephew. So, yeah. Sad stories. But yeah, so before we dive into it real quick, let's do some housekeeping, folks. Because, you know, obviously I left you on a little bit of a cliffhanger, and you left me on a cliffhanger, Taffy. Teleporting out of the place. But yeah, Taffy, speaking of, tell people who you are, what you do, why we care about you.
Oh, God. We got to record. I can't try to decipher that. Hey everybody, what's going on? My name is Ryan, aka McLaffy Taffy. I play video games over at twitch.tv/McLaffy Taffy, and I own a music label. After the recordings are done, I get to spend a couple of hours downloading royalty statements and storing them in a Google Drive. So that's, and as for why people bother, I could not begin.
Well, I enjoy it. I enjoy watching you. You're fun. $1 a day keeps the taffy at bay. So it's because Drac, I come into his chat every day and put down $1 to say hello. It's kind of like walking to a bar and like ordering a shot. So, speaking of Drac, tell me about your life.
No, I'm just confused because if you're given, are you paying Taffy to stay away from you? Because $1 a day keeps Taffy alive.
Paying Taffy to stay alive. That way, he doesn't go into a spiraling depression.
So what you're keeping at bay is like the depression, not Taffy themselves.
Yeah, the depression.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just thinking like that saying you said didn't make sense. But anyway, hi, I'm Drac or Draconics. You can find me on all socials at Draconics. That's Draconics. I do TTRPG stuff, but I perform in actual plays, produce actual plays, and write TTRPGs. So if you like any of that kind of stuff, follow me on socials and you can see me doing those stuff. If you want to follow me on Bluesky, just add .itch.io to that username I spelled at last time. But today I'm playing the Reverend. Who I'm purposely being very cocky because I think it'd be very funny if I die, but the Reverend did very well last session, especially after the session previously where they got one punched by a demon. I think that the turnaround was pretty quick.
Hey, you got laid out by a demon, and then this time you're like, listen, I'm not gonna have that happen ever again. That was funny. That was good about face. Hey, Chef Andy, you have a tiny one on your lap.
I do. Myself, Chef Andy, and accompanied by mini Chef Dante. Say hi, Dante. Yeah.
or as he'll be known during this recording, Agni.
This is Agni, which means fire, and he is my little fire boy. He's having fun, and we are doing well. You can find me at andylunique.com. All my cookbooks, all of my ridiculous food posts, and all of my future endeavors can be found under in-game menu. I love you guys. You smell nice. I'm writing a third book. I'm so tired.
I love you too, buddy. I found the Ultimate Gamers Cookbook at GDC once again. So
I got 4 videos from people who go, "Oh my god, your book!" I was like, "Oh, thank you so much." No one tells you where they sell it, but thank you.
It was one of the only cookbooks at GDC that didn't have a full suite this time. So
notice that a lot of them have slowed down since I dropped. Hmm.
That's fair. Hey, and Sachi, you also have a child on your lap.
Yeah, I have a child on my lap. He's just covered in a lot of hair. It's a dog. Who you also might hear, because he's decided to be very vocal this week, huh? He's not going to speak back. He's a dog. My name is Sachi. You can find me under various forms of the username Versachico on all the internet things, doing all the internet things that the internet people do. And that's me. Exactly, Dante. So real. That's my biggest fan right there.
Oh yeah. So your faces are all quite big on the screen, so he's like, "You're all great."
I love you, little boy. All right.
Child, look at my small child.
All right, let's dive into it. And Andy's gonna make liberal use of his little mute button. Because I love Dante, but Dante is at the same point as Finn, where they just scream all the time. All right, here we go. So, y'all, when we last left you, Ifyoma, you saw a big old pair of faces staring in right as you all teleported, thanks to Locke, back to the underground of the well in the Fontaine district. The place where one of your party never came back from. The 4 of you appear in a room. It is dark. It is damp. It smells a little musty, like the underground. There is a single light coming from up the well, which is the normal entrance to this place. This is the well where Locke, Ifyoma, and Key entered, and Locke and Ifyoma only returned. The corpses, as previously described, are still there. The desiccated skeletons that had been there for a long time, the former inhabitants of this room. Giant one in the corner, couple off in the other corners. And then a single doorway to stairs leading down, down into darkness.
Wait. Shit. That wasn't.
You brought us here. I'm sorry, what?
Just before we left, I saw another Hydra. It was watching us. I don't think that the one we killed, I don't think that represents the mask. I don't think we're done.
What do you mean? Because DM, correct me if I'm wrong. Is my mind hazy still because of this?
Did he actually see it?
I did, because I made the wisdom save.
You don't even know what the hell you saw?
No.
Going back in. We don't even know what the hell you saw. What do you mean we're not done?
Burnus, Locke, Mizuki, as Ifyoma says the Hydra, you forget that he said it.
What do you mean we're not done? We just killed a thing. You said we had to come here. I wasn't allowed to press the big red button. Fine, that's okay. But we're here now. So let's do the stuff here. You're acting weird.
The thing we killed wasn't the real thing.
Do we retain that?
I remember were you three getting all gun happy on killing Sir Nil.
Furnace, your friend was bad. He started it. We finished it. It's okay. You can grieve him.
All I'm trying to say is the first thing you all seem to do is leap directly into action. We didn't even try to talk it out. It feels like you shoot first, ask questions later, then you call me impulsive.
He riddled me with bullets.
He quite literally shot Mizuki, Burness.
The next time one of our friends decides to sick some sort of lethal mythological creature on you, you have my permission to kill my friend.
All I'm asking is we take a minute to just think it through, because everyone else but me seems to have a plan. And I just want to at least.
I don't have a plan. Burness, I've just been winging it.
Burness, we are up against death. There is no plan. I'm going to be quite honest with you. I don't think any of us have a plan. We're absolutely winging it. We have no point of reference to make a plan from. We're just doing what we can. Something
like that is what gets people killed.
Mostly the bad ones, though.
I'm dropping this.
You're in this room.
Oh, is that it? That's all you had for us?
Yeah, we're in the room.
No, you're teeing up something bigger.
Can I investigate this room? Because I've never been here. I've never been here.
Absolutely.
I take a moment to sort of drink it all in, because my focus was on getting us to the box, but now standing here, everything's as raw as it was the last time we were here, and so I've kind of got to take a second to sort of soak all of this in, and then readjust myself and recalibrate to get back on mission. And I start making my way over to the box with the engravings, the magical engravings on them.
16 on my investigation.
All right. It is a room that is approximately 30 by 30. It is square. It is carved with rough-hewn stone, as though someone descended, emptied out a well, and then carved until they built the room. There's the remains of a simple wooden door to one side. There's unlit torches all around the room. Off in one corner, Mizuki, you find a body, a skeleton, covered in rusted plate mail, holding a sword. In another corner, there's another skeleton in now faded, rotten leather armor. Its sword is not at its side like the other one, but embedded into the wall all the way up to the hilt. In addition, in the corner, there is the body of a half giant pinned to the wall. You can tell it's a half giant because the bones of this one, though ancient, are enormous. The skeleton hangs on an enormous spear, which has been pushed through it into the wall. There's dried blood pretty much everywhere.
Can I take away the sword from the one still holding it?
You can. On that investigation, just a quick note, this sword is a rusted piece of crap.
I'm still taking it away. I don't trust dead bodies with weapons right now.
I see what you're doing.
Yeah. She sees that, goes, nope, absolutely not. I just want to grab it and toss it as far away from the skeleton as possible. I don't need a hunk of crap.
DM, the room is filled with unlit torches. Yep, that's assuming it's dark, but still somewhat visible.
Yeah, I'm just making sure everyone has dark vision so you can see them. But there is like a direct light from above. Where the well opens up into the city above. I will say that the light is not super bright, so you're kind of unsure as to whether or not it is nighttime or otherwise up there. It could just be overcast. It could be nighttime. You're not sure.
Okay, take my turn. Perk. Before we start paying attention to the very obvious door, I'd like to start lighting torches.
Absolutely. You have no issues doing that. You have a flint and tinder in your pack, and I assume that's how you do it, at least.
And I you also love on an audio lighting. Platform when Andy asked a question, we all nodded and said nothing. So for the listening audience at home, we all nodded yes.
We all gave solemn permission.
You go around and you start to light the torches, and the room becomes well lit at that point, and everyone sees what I previously described. Locke and Ifeoma, it's exactly as you recall.
Ifeoma hasn't moved from this spot. It's almost like they're rooted in place. But they're keeping an eye on everyone.
Would Mizuki and Burnus, just it stands to reason that you'd have no idea why you're here now that I'm thinking about it.
I think there's a general sense of, because Locke and Ifeoma before we got here went, we need to go check out this thing.
Right.
But outside of the knowledge given to her by the others being like, there's a thing we need to do here, she doesn't really know why they're there. No.
All right, I've let people explore. I'm going for the box.
Going downstairs?
Yes.
Okay. Do you say anything to anybody else? Or you just dead mission set going?
Ifeoma.
I'm right behind you.
I guess we're behind them. Like turning to Burnus, confused.
Yes, in between screams, totally walking towards you.
You all descend down, 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 deep into the depths of whatever is below. The staircase continues. You kind of lose track of how long it goes down. You get to the bottom of the steps and it opens up into a massive cavern of sorts. Instead of rough-hewn walls, these are intricately carved into the underground stone. There are rows upon rows of stone benches. These benches are native to the room, as if carved from the floor, and on the walls there are intricate designs showing worshiping subjects, rising deities, flames, skulls. In the front of this room is what can only be described as an altar of sorts. It's approximately 3 feet wide, 5 feet long, and behind it are tattered tapestries. Long faded, but with some underlying sort of grand design lost to tearing and old fiber that were too weak to stand the test of time. All along the floor are deep, dark, almost paint of some sorts, starting up at the front from the raised portion of the room. Everyone make a, well, if you unlock, don't. You know exactly what it is, but Mizuki and Burnus, make an investigation check for me.
17.
4.
Okay.
All right, Burnus, you have no idea what this paint-looking stuff on the ground is. Mizuki, it's long-dried blood. And some that is not as long dried. It is more congealed. It is still almost wet to the touch.
Have you guys been here recently? Exactly, Agni.
Not exactly recently, but we've been here.
The Reverend silently nods.
This is where all of this began.
where we lost Key.
Steps away from the blood.
Can I examine Drakenlok's face now that they mentioned Key again?
Yeah, make an insight check.
Above and table, you stare at Drak in his face.
So Drak's face, yeah.
Locke, if Yoma, it's up to you whether you want to contest this and try and hide your emotions. If you know, I'll let you know if he's successful.
No, unless you contest I don't have any interest in hiding this from Burnus.
I don't think I'm hiding it.
Was that investigation or insight?
Insight.
Insight? 14.
All right. Locke, if Yoma, how do you feel?
You can read on my face that I feel confused about being here. That the last several days of our, or even weeks of our journey, have basically been a gif on fire, dead set on vengeance and a reckoning. And you can see now that I'm here, instead of being steeled and as animated and even excited as I seem to be at Nil's murder dungeon, being this close to the finish line, you can sense that I have probably about every conceivable emotion swirling inside me at once, and it's the first time that I've seen clouded or muddled since death taunted us back on the coast.
As a note for you, Lachlan and Fioma, before you respond, Drak, it's only been 9 days since you were here.
Oh, gosh. It's a very busy week and a half.
Mm-hmm.
The Reverend's eyes are always covered by their hair. It's very rare that you get to see that far up their face. But even with that part of their face hidden, it's pretty easy to see that there's a look of sorrow and guilt on their face. Especially in this room, there's almost a concerted effort to avoid looking at the congealed blood, for one, but also to avoid looking at Locke.
The carvings on the walls are intricate. There's three deities rising from the body of another deity. Those three deities become one. That deity is worshiping and then making a deal with other deities. There's a scroll in its hand, and on it are glyphs. This scroll is intricately designed and carved. And the designs go around the entire room, and then behind the altar in the front of the room, there are, in between the two faded tapestries, a deific figure holding what appears to be this scroll that is shown on the walls. This figure, you can see, is depicted on the walls, and it's come to an agreement with other gods, and it's carried this scroll around half of the room, and it's holding the scroll above its head. And from the scroll are chains around its wrists. Below this figure is a small opening leading to a small anteroom beyond the altar. And above this small opening as well, behind the figure, there is a carving depicting a river and a small boat. Ifioma, Locke, I need you to make history checks.
Not us? Not the other two? Okay, that's fine. We're just in the back, chilling.
It's a 14.
14.
It is a 21.
If Yoma, looking at these carvings, you remember the battle that happened here and the trauma that was inflicted upon you specifically. You targeted. And therefore, you don't notice the difference in the carvings, but Locke, you do. Where there was the carving of the river and the small boat, this carving looks almost like the river is still flowing, like the boat is gently rocking against the shore of this river. But in the distance, where before there was just a horizon line on the other side of the river, there's now a tower, a lighthouse almost. And at its peak is a small indentation, almost.
What is the shape of the indentation?
Circle. It's a circle.
How big?
Oh, I'd say about as big as a quarter.
Ifioma.
Yes.
The murals yes. are different. Look. I point out what was different from before. I glide my hand along it and then stop with a finger on the indentation. And
as soon as you do, Mizuki, Burnus, I need you to make constitution saving throws.
Are you fucking kidding me?
7.
12.
Oof. We need to replace your dice, Burnus.
We keep replacing them, I feel like, mentally.
Yeah. Burnus, the locket which you still bear burns intensely as soon as Locke runs his hand over this indentation. You take 10 points of fire damage. Mizuki, you feel a longing. A longing that just kind of tears at your soul. And you take 5 points of psychic damage.
Ow, what do you, stop, Locke, stop touching that. Stop.
I take my finger off.
Stop, what are you doing?
Investigating?
Yeah, well, whatever the hell you're touching over there is causing... I don't understand this.
My head hurts.
I believe both of these statements.
What? What's wrong?
Can Mizuki run over and inspect what Locke was touching?
Absolutely.
Just, like, almost pushing him to the side a little bit? Would that be investigation? I was just
touching the wall.
That'd be an investigation check.
That is a 23.
Yeah. You see the carving depicting the deific figure holding a scroll above its head, chains coming from the scroll wrapping around its wrists. The carving depicting the river looking like it's moving. Small boat, which also looks like it's just bobbing up against the shore of this river. And then where Locke's hand is, you see a tower, almost like I said, like a lighthouse. And where the light in this lighthouse would be, there's an indentation about a quarter in size.
Is it the size of a locket?
Very well could be.
I very slowly turn to look at Burnus, the locket bearer.
I'm grasping it, even though it burns, with my hand.
It has stopped burning.
Stop burning, Burnus. I am still grasping it in a protective manner. There we go again.
Locke, Ifioma, the anteroom beyond is where you remember the chest to have been with the 4 symbols.
The Reverend will turn to Mizuki and Burnus. Does this mean anything to you? Locke pointed out that the carvings have changed since the last time we were here.
Hey, GM, does this mean anything to us outside of ouchies?
We can make a religion check.
Oh, I'm so good at those.
Also, the ante room, is that readily accessible or is that...
It's open.
Okay.
Just like it was last time.
15 on the religion.
Nah.
Yep.
This is a chapel of sorts.
I don't know that this means nothing to me, but the pain in my head, I guess, means something to me, but of what I don't know.
I'm going to lean in very quietly to Ifeoma and whisper, hopefully out of earshot of the others, and just say, I don't know that Burnus will trust me with any of this, but I'm going to go get the box. And you should try to convince him to test that locket in the indentation.
Look, I don't think you should go down there on your own. Not after what happened last time.
Is it strange that I feel both calm and unafraid?
I know you say that to reassure me, but many people have said that. It's as though every
tributary in our adventure together, friend, has led us back to this point, isn't it? Don't cry, Ifeoma.
he got stuck.
Okay, Austin, we're back. Yep.
Okay.
I am quite confident I can hear you, but can I test that, GM?
Yeah, you absolutely can hear them.
Thank you.
Unless, oh wait, Locke, you're trying to hide this. Actually,
I sure was. Jesus,
Locke. Yeah, fuck you, Taffy. No, Locke, make a stealth check. Burnus, make a perception check.
Oh, that is a natural 20, though.
Oh.
I do not have any stealth modifiers whatsoever, so we had to roll big, baby.
You said perception?
Yeah, baby. Unless you get a nat 20, you won't fail.
It's a dirty 20.
Yeah, sorry. Dirty, don't do it.
That's rough, buddy.
You don't hear any of that.
You're stuck in pain with me. Let's go.
Look, if we do go down there, it has to be together.
Well, then you should take point on trying to convince him to separate himself from that God's forsaken necklace so that we can see what it does in the indentation.
Oh, I'll speak to him.
Thank you.
I'll turn and face Burnus. That locket, it seems like it reacted to the carving.
The moment he touched that wall, it started burning.
And I had a searing headache.
The last time this locket did anything that I understood was when I first got it. After that, it was the exact same time that Mizuki got her ticket.
To the TV.
Someone's coming.
Agni continues to kick the altar.
Built-in trap card, baby.
Also, apologies. I said I'm supposed to use there for Mizuki. I'm so sorry. Yes. No.
Oh, she heard.
So the two of you are connected. This is news to me.
Is it?
I'm sorry. That's news to me too. I never said that.
Well, you said that the last time your locket did anything was exactly when Mizuki got
her ticket. Yes, I can't explain why she was suddenly transported to another magical realm when her handed a death ticket, but I do feel like it had more to do with our situation. But if you have answers...
I don't have answers. You told me two things and implied that they happened at the same time, so I assumed you thought they were connected.
You two have been here before.
Yes.
And the walls have changed since we've been here last. And one of the new things is that I've touched the wall and it's burned the locket on your chest. We're just trying to connect dots.
Still means you know more than we do.
I've always known more about this than you, and I've tried to explain it to you over and over again. What part would you like to know more about, Burnus? My life's an open book.
Can I steal the necklace? Can I just grab the locket? Can I just do that?
You can make a sleight of hand check for sure, but Burnus is definitely going to contest that, I would assume. Yeah, okay. Burnus, I'm going to need
you to contest the natural 20.
You guys just keep dunking on Burnus with nat 20s right now.
Burnus, oh my God.
Burnus, I need you to make a perception check.
Perception. I hate you guys.
I'm so sorry.
Mizuki, you managed to snatch. That's the word I'm looking for. You managed to, I almost said snack. You managed to snatch the locket without Burnus realizing, as Burnus kind of recoils as Locke screams at him.
Hey, Locke, you're the young one here. Don't also be the dumb one. Leave that to me. And I'm going to place the locket in the indentation.
At first, nothing happens. But then you hear an enormous thud. You all turn. There's no doorway to the stairs anymore. There's no way out. Locke, looking beyond into the anteroom, you see that the chest is glowing. The stone chest with these symbols carved into its top is glowing brightly, purple, dark purple light seeps off of it. And in addition, the river in the carving begins to flow. And the boat becomes real.
So that did something.
The locket is glowing.
I'm going to work under the assumption that this mural, was it a mural or carving or
carving in the wall? Yeah.
Does it hurt me?
No.
That it is reminiscent of the same scene that I saw when I was killed.
Yes. It's like a harbor, like a canal almost going out.
Is it the same or just similar in that it's also a canal?
It is incredibly similar. You'd expect to see those two things in the same landscape.
Okay.
Maybe a different location on the same painting.
Okay. Ifeoma?
Yes.
And I just kind of trace my hands along the movement of the water and put my hand on the boat. This is more or less where she and I went. This is more or less where I was when you brought me back. This is the place where the dead are no longer crossing.
The river just silently nods. I think jaw clenched, as if he don't trust himself to say anything.
The last time I was here, Burnus, was the night you and I met. It was also the night that I was killed. And it was the night that death forced Ifeoma to choose to bring back Ki or to bring back me. And for reasons I don't know that we've ever spoken about, I was the one who got to come home. And this is the first time we've been back since. I'm sorry that I yelled at you. I have a lot going on right now.
I just touch his shoulder and pet Agni and just say, I understand. And I don't want to say anything else.
I love that cat so much.
That little baby tabaxi is so cute.
Oh my gosh. That is excellent.
I will try and just on instinct, I think. In all honesty, I think a trauma response. I'm going to try and cast prestidigitation. Just have it be like a small, like, sparkler effect in the part of my hand.
Nothing happens.
Do we notice them trying to do magic?
I think so. They're very pronounced. It's probably the best way I can put it when it comes to like somatic components of their spells. So you'll definitely see the hand gestures.
Mizuki, as you look towards Ifeoma, being still near the carving yourself, the same as Locke, your hand brushes up against a hole in the wall, away from the carving. It looks as though it is a place where a rapier pierced the wall. There is dried blood coming out of it.
I think in seeing them try to cast magic and it not work, she herself will try to cast prestidigitation.
What are you trying to do with it?
A small flame. You can do flame effects. So just try maybe like a tiny flame in her hand.
You conjure a small flame in your hand and the locket glows brightly, like the light in a lighthouse.
Well, that's new.
You're able to access your magic. I suppose that makes sense. You're not a cleric. I suppose you have your magic in another way.
And it all seems connected to this place, yet I don't understand why. Burn is so sorry for stealing your locket, but it's clearly doing something. I think you're safe from the death it might bring you for now.
Not the first time.
It probably won't be the last.
Oh, come on.
Listen.
At least you're consistent.
I got one thing.
The carving of the river continues to flow. The carving of the boat now made almost real, as though you could step into it, gently laps against the side of the shore in the river.
And the door that we came in from is gone now.
Completely gone.
And the only other passage is into the antechamber,
which is, as you recall, a dead end.
You said it looks like it's calling us in.
What?
Like the images, the carvings.
They're moving for sure.
I'm going to see. We should look for the box. And then figure out how to get out of it after that.
There's a small sigh of resignation as I try to play nicer. The box was here last time with four engravings. The four engravings seem to have matched up with the bagman who we killed here. The deck of many things. The orb and the hydra. And in the chaos and pandemonium of the moment when we were here last, we never even thought to look at it, open it, touch it, take it with us. and we'd like to do that now. Would you two like to come with us?
I know I've asked you this question before, Locke, Reverend, but we're coming into an area that is increasingly uncomfortable. Almost none of this makes any sense anymore. And even though we've been through a lot, you can't blame me for feeling even more uncomfortable with trusting the unknown. What do you expect to see down there?
In more ways than one, I would anticipate we'll find death. I don't want to mince words with you about what might lie ahead.
I won't lie to you. That is the least craziest thing I expected you to say.
There's no door. I have nowhere else to go. Exactly.
I find comfort in seeing a glass is half full situation. That whatever might be down here is now, much to its dismay, trapped in here with us.
That's true. Also, before we completely move on and follow you into this path where death might lie, did you guys hear the noise when I put the locket on? Can I try and grab the locket, or is it stuck there?
It's stuck.
Well, shit. Okay. Definitely didn't think about getting that back. Saying that very quietly under her breath, but she's going to turn towards where she heard the noise.
Did we hear a noise?
There was a boom, you said.
There was a solid thud.
Yeah, okay, where's the thud? Okay. Where the thud happened? What's going on there, Jim?
Oh, it was where the door shut.
God damn it, okay.
All right, guys.
Just so we're clear, the locket is
I can't move it.
It would appear we owe you one locket should we survive this. Apologies.
Hey, there's another one out there.
Are you going to the chest? Or are you going to the boat? Or are you going to sit here?
I'm going to the chest. That is the entire reason that I teleported us here.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm following close behind.
Locke.
Yes, sir.
You and Ifeoma, and I assume Burnus and Mizuki follow.
I would like to be at the end of the line.
Yeah, that makes sense. The enter into the anteroom where this stone chest is. The lid is open. It has been moved. Not since you've been there, Locke and Ifeoma, but indicating that it has been previously opened. It's in the same state that you found it. Open. On this lid are four symbols. A bag. A circle. Two masks, almost like theater masks. One smiling and one frowning, and then a deck of cards. All but the theater masks are fading, as though eroded away to time. The theater masks glow brightly with dark purple energy.
That seems odd.
That's what I was trying to say.
When?
You said we didn't finish the job, but I don't understand. You didn't say anything as to how we didn't finish the job.
It's because every time I said it, it seems like you'll forget.
Forget what?
is this back at the tap, like back at the guild place with the man who has an animal name?
Rabbit. Yes, it's a similar situation when Rabbit was trying to tell us something, but seemed like we would forget immediately afterwards. Same situation. Likely because of the same creature, honestly.
So I have to fight something I don't even remember I've ever seen?
We sort of did that already with the...
It's another one of those?
Yes, it seems like we actually fought the child.
Mizuki finds a wall to sit against.
If you almost, you get a point of inspiration for how you described and talked around that, that was really good.
Thank you. I already have an inspiration that I haven't used, so it doesn't matter.
I have two. I just saw it at the top of my page.
In my game, it's inspiration stacks.
Okay, perfect. Okay, cool. All right.
Oh, shit. Then I think I have one I haven't used, because going through and editing, you gave me one for making fun of Locke.
Yes, you did.
And it was not great. Making fun of Locke. I made fun of Iffy.
Yep.
Wait, there's the chest. Iffy? Wow.
Yeah, you touched something and I made fun of you.
Yeah, it became a clip that we posted last week. Anyways. All right, y'all, what are you doing?
How big is this chest?
It's big. It's like 3 feet long, 2 feet deep. And 2 feet, it's 3 feet by 2 foot in terms of length and width. And then it's an additional 3 feet down and it's made of stone.
Stone. Okay.
Can we examine? Like a little tiny sarcophagus?
Yeah, essentially.
Can we examine behind the chest?
Yeah, there's nothing. It's just a wall.
No chain or anything?
No.
Good.
Can I roll investigation just to see if there's anything else I can glean from the box?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. That would be 17.
No, nothing else.
Okay. No, I just had a frightening thinking phase. So I want the listening audience to know. I didn't like that face you made.
All right, y'all. What's next?
We're trapped, effectively, correct?
There is one obvious way out.
What's the obvious way out?
Farting.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Cool.
One more time, sorry.
The carving in the wall, when we put a locket inside, it made it almost realistic, as if we could step into it.
Do we all realize that, or is it a slow realization?
I think the Reverend caught on immediately and was like, I'm going to do everything but that.
Yeah, I think Mizuki also kind of caught on, but was like, I want to do that so bad, but that's, we shouldn't do that yet. Well, left with no options and being the closest to the door here, Mizuki's going to leave and go towards the carving and touch it.
Mizuki, as soon as you touch it, you feel the edge of the boat as though it was real. You can climb into it if you would like.
Can't be doing things that are too dumb. She's gonna call behind her. Hey, I think we have one way out, and I'm gonna take it because I don't want to be stuck here. And I'm gonna climb into the boat.
You're in the boat. There are two paddles. It doesn't go anywhere.
Oh, and
the
paddles
are immovable currently.
She's going to sit there and wait, because as we stated prior, she doesn't know how to row a boat. She doesn't do that.
I'll turn to Locke, I think, especially after hearing that the carving looks a lot like where they were when they died. I'm going to look to Locke to see their reaction and thought about this.
All the tributaries seem to be funneling to this point, Iffy. Care to join me on potentially one last ride?
Yeah. Yeah, let's go.
Mizuki, do you know? I can't row a boat.
Mizuki, do you know how to row a boat?
No.
I'm coming.
Can I look around while in this boat, like in this carving? Like, am I like in this?
Yeah, you're in a boat.
What's around me?
Boat. And
okay, well, fuck me.
I think she means like.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Currently, it's as though everything else is still a carving. It's starting to become real on the fringes, but the boat is the only thing that has become real. And actually, the chapel looks as though it's through a painting behind you.
This is trippy.
Are all of you in the boat yet?
I'm in.
Definitely in.
I'm in.
Who's rowing?
I am rowing. I've got it. I've got my sea legs.
My hippo hands go down, and then Burns' hands shoot onto the oars, and my hippo hands go right back up.
You're just going to move.
Burnus, you begin to row, and the river takes shape. It becomes real, and the small window into the world you're leaving behind fades behind you ever into the distance until it's merely a speck, and then it's gone. The world around you takes shape. It is dark. You hear seagulls as though you're near to an ocean. And this lighthouse, where you clearly see the light from the locket out of the top, comes ever closer and ever closer. And as you continue to row down this river, it's as though time passes indiscriminately. It's a million seconds in a minute and a million minutes in a second. You don't know how long you row. Everybody loses track. And then suddenly, as though stumbling upon it, the front of the boat hits the base of the lighthouse gently. And you're all cast into darkness. The darkness fades around you, and you're all standing in a room. Beautiful mahogany furnishings cover everything. It is decadent, gilded in gold. Enormous bookcases lining one wall. A wet bar off to the side, an oversized four-poster bed with draperies hanging from it off to one side with beautiful red satin sheets and golden pillows. There's high arched windows. The ceilings go on beyond where you can even fathom. Outside of the windows, you see gardens. And bars. Jailhouse bars, preventing things from getting out, or perhaps preventing things from getting in. There's rugs. There's beautiful wooden floors. This place is truly beautiful and decadent. And off in the corner is a small wing-backed leather chair. And sitting in that leather chair is a beautiful woman with red hair and a red dress. In front of her is a small table upon which there is an open book. Around her neck is the locket. And as you all appear and come to, she looks up at all of you and she says,
"Welcome. I've been waiting for you."
Thank you for listening to Forgotten Paths, part of the May Contain Action Network. Our episodes release at least every other week on Monday mornings. Be sure to like, follow, and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. You can support our podcast on Ko-fi, join our Discord, and follow us on Twitter by visiting our link tree, which is included in the show notes. Finally, if you enjoyed the show, please leave us a review. See you next time on Forgotten Paths.